Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have the group come together for some amazing work, music, energy, and everything. And with that, the show tonight is with Saint Germain. And it's the Saint Germain Radio Show. And with that, I always like to do the introductions and go through the websites and everything. Of course, to find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, we just updated our website, and we're still working out a couple of the bugs. And to find out more about Brigitte, who's going to be doing the channeling this evening, you can go to her website at www.lightbridge101.com. And Mike, who played the music this evening, always so amazing. And his music is available for download through his website at mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. If you missed any of those links, you can get them off of our radio website. Brigitte will be doing the channeling this evening. We have Mike on music and both Christy Bluefeather and Mark Rawson will be doing the Diksha Blessing during the first part of the music. And with that, Brigitte.
Hey, Mike. I'm so glad you joined us. This is fabulous. Yeah, that's a little worried there for a moment, you know.
Yeah, some technical difficulties. You know, I think it's almost become like the running joke lately because whenever I start my Skype up, it wants to go through an upgrade.
And
I think I think it was two shows back, it decided to install patches and reboot the laptop in the middle of the show. So, yeah, here we go.
Well, we are glad that you made it through. And we are also so happy that Christy is joining us again for the Diksha. That's so amazing. As I said the last time already, it's really profound that with that you balance the masculine and feminine energy when you send these beautiful blessings through. And that's so needed right now, is this whole concept of balance. Because as we all can feel, we are all going continuously through an ascension process, really. That's what it is. That's all we have signed up for, is going through this ascension process. And what that means is that we are continuously really doing like house cleaning. That's really how you can describe it. You're continuously looking at your issues, your fears, and you make new choices. And this year, 2016, some call it still the year of purging and the year of cleansing. What it really means is that we are so focused on assisting humanity and Earth to raise to another vibrational frequency and to anchor the paradigm of love and peace here on Earth that it continuously asks us to open ourselves up to allow whatever needs to come through at any moment in time. So when we face obstacles or what seems to be a hurdle, to really not see it as such, but to see it as an opportunity where we are being routed into a whole new direction and where things are happening exactly because they need to. For example, if you were planning to go somewhere and something comes up and it forces you to stay home, don't get frustrated over it. Realize that part of this is about allowing yourself to be exactly where you need to be at any moment in time. And that takes a lot of pressure off of you. Because so often, I don't know about you guys, but so often I rush, and when I'm on the road, I have to be somewhere at a certain time only to find out that I arrive exactly when I need to arrive there, that everybody else is late too or something like that. So it's learning to really be in the present moment. So much of what Eckhart Tolle is also teaching, that whole concept that the true moment of power is right now. If you go into the past or you go into the future, you're really no longer coming from a place of power, but you're moving into a place of fear and control. And you actually, the moment you move into a place of fear and control, you stiffen up. You stiffen up, and the energies, the higher frequencies of love and light, have a difficult time to run through you to create the miracles in your life. So 2016 is also called the year of miracles, because as we are progressing through the year, we are learning more and more to allow things to unfold, to let go of control, to have trust and faith that there is a natural process that we are part of, and to really simply be empty and aware. And this empty, that doesn't mean that you don't have any feelings, but there's a willingness to just be a little bit more in the observer role, and as you're in the observer role, to be more flexible. And, you know, the Asians, Chinese and Japanese wise ones, they always talk about that when a branch is too stiff, it will break in the wind. And I don't know, I'm sure they say it much more beautiful than I'm saying it right now. But it's that same concept. If we don't allow ourselves to be flexible, to flow with the cosmic waves of transformation, what is going to happen is it will become increasingly more painful and difficult for us in this year, and until we finally let go, because the pressure is just going to build up, and it's going to build up, and it asks us to just stop and go within and to redirect ourselves into what needs to happen. And we just have a new moon. I don't know if it was last night or if it's going to be tonight. I guess it depends on where you are, or maybe it was early this morning. But as you know, a new moon is very much about new beginnings. And we are once again asked to redefine ourselves over and over again. What does a new beginning mean to you? What is it that you choose to release that no longer serves you? What is it that you choose to bring into your life right now that you want to experience, because it brings you joy, it brings you happiness? And so there is that choosing process, and as you know, Saint Germain always talks about the power of choice, choice as the core of transformation. So what is it that you're choosing? And February 14th, being that it's Valentine's Day, certainly a lot of relationship issues are coming up right now. Feelings of anxiety. How will that special day of Valentine's work out? Will I be acknowledged? Will I be experiencing that I'm respected, appreciated, loved? Or will I be forgotten? And so there's so many feelings that are coming up with a simple day like Valentine's Day. And yet, it is such a profound tool to teach you about the relationship that you have with your own self. And I get the sense that Saint Germain is going to focus tonight a lot about relationship and what that means to you, or to all of us, really. And that it is, especially for us lightworkers, we often feel the rawness of the collective around us. I have met so many light workers, including myself, who often have felt that we are different. We are not part of humanity. We are galactic. And what the heck are we doing here? What were we thinking even coming here? And yet, it is also part of us. Humanity is part of us. We are an aspect of God's source, creator, all that is. So when we separate ourselves from humanity, we are really separating ourselves from part of our own self. So being here in human form on Earth, facing relationship issues, is an opportunity to learn more about where we have not allowed ourselves to bring love towards. If we feel we are not being respected, well, maybe it is because we are really not respecting our own inner voice or our own self. And sometimes we might be so afraid of missing out and being left behind that we compromise and we do things that we don't even want to do. And so relationships are constantly an opportunity to allow ourselves to grow and to know thyself, just as initiates in the ancient times always were reminded of. This path of enlightenment that we are on is about nothing else than knowing thyself, knowing thy divine self, knowing that you're part of God's source creator, all that is, and within all that is, that you can choose the experience that's in the vastness of all that is. And sometimes, of course, there are agreements in place in relationships that life situations are now asked to be balanced out. And yet, continuously, it is about the balance of opposing forces within you. And therefore, again, the beauty of Christy and Mark doing the Diksha together, it is such a symbol of the willingness through a oneness blessing. The Diksha is a oneness blessing to be reminded that the balance of the masculine and feminine side starts within you, the creative side, and the side that is the guardian and the life giver. There is such an importance of remembering giving and receiving instead of just giving or just receiving. It's all about balance. And the truth is that energy seeks balance. Earth seeks balance. Evolution seeks balance. Everything within all that is. So regardless of how much we think we are out of balance and how are we ever going to get from here to there, the truth is we will eventually, because it's a natural flow that the universe is seeking. The universe is seeking balance. So if we learn to stay out of our own way and stop wanting to control the outcome, then we will find that we are coming much faster into this blissful moment of experiencing one miracle after another. And that's really what 2016 is about, to release that what hinders us to experience beautiful miracles every moment in our life. And then even the simplest flower or a snowflake or the moon or the stars become a miracle of life. And you enter back into that blissful state of childhood where everything becomes a new experience. Everything becomes an adventure. Everything has a new shade of rose and pink in it because you have no expectations. You're taking everything by focusing on the miracle that it is. And so you yourself become a walking miracle and someone who treads a path that others then can follow too. So these are truly exciting times, even so many of us don't feel it right now. 2016 certainly started like a mad dash, kicking our butt and moving us in this, I don't know, I feel like squeezed into all directions, and yet it is that squeezing that's pressing out whatever no longer serves us, bringing us into the glory of our divine self to be anchored here on earth as a new paradigm that needs to come forth into the world. And so tonight we are going to focus on love. February is about endurance for those who are in the still in the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. February is about toughing it out, trying to get through the darker days until spring comes, trying not to get discouraged by the colder days and finding your way through into the light. And so it is very much through the power of love that we get to the other side, especially those of you who feel right now that they are going through a dark night of the soul again. It is through the power of love towards self, love yourself, that you can step out of the cocoon of transformation and experience the new colors of your divine self and your radiance. So the music that Mike is going to play is going to focus on that love, on that radiance that is within you, that cannot be diminished in any form or way, regardless of the other circumstances. And so I invite you during this music to very much open your heart up to receive that tender and gentle touch of the feather-like frequency of love that can tickle your heart and can bring you into a whole new set of consciousness. And in these times, that can be very supportive and very powerful to just open yourself up to that. And then in addition, Mark and Christy are going to infuse you with the oneness blessing that is such a wonderful way to move you back into that state of all oneness and into the understanding that you are loved. You are loved. You're not forgotten. And you're a real special part of all that is. It's you who needs to recognize how beautiful and special you are. So open yourself up now to receive. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this continued time of transformation. I do understand the difficulties all of you experience throughout these times. You certainly are wondering at times why you've chosen to be here right now, and why even being on a spiritual path at times. It seems like the path of enlightenment takes much more discipline and focus than you sometimes would like to focus on or experience or be in. And in a way that was true, and yet, if you would turn back, you would quickly find that the sweetness of life would no longer exist the same way that you've already experienced it in precious moments, and you've allowed yourself to surrender to that divine light within you, to that blossoming within your heart, the opening up that continuously is taking place throughout these last 20, 30, 40 years. These are profound times of transformation. When Earth aligned itself with the Sun and the core of the galaxy in December 21st, 2012, something magical took place. It took place within all of you. The commitment to allow something vaster and greater to enter your life. Of course, if there's tension, if there's density, it becomes difficult for that greater and vaster to enter you. So in these times, as exhausting as they might be for you at times, in many ways it is about releasing the density. And there's a multitude of ways of doing this. Rest is one of them. Allowing yourself your unique sleep patterns without judging them is key in this transformational process. Often, you force yourself beyond the boundaries of your physical body and push yourself in ways that is not good for you. It creates tension and discordant energy frequencies going through your body. So rest is something very important that the Western culture often judges, especially in the country of the United States, as something that is not ideal. And yet there are many countries that focus on afternoon naps. There's nothing wrong with that. It is something very invigorating and empowering. So rest is important. The way you nurture yourself through food is also important. And some will say that you have to eat only vegetarian foods. And some will tell you that a protein diet with meat is excellent. And someone will tell you something very different. I'm not here to give you a formula of how to nurture yourself. But what I ask you to do is to become aware of how your physical body reacts to that what you take in. Does it feel empowered or does it weaken afterwards? Become a little bit more observant of what is supporting your energy body. And just as you need to support your physical body with food, there are also certain exercises that will support the energy flows through your body and help you to ease the pain of the intense times that you're feeling right now. Again, I don't want to give you a formula. For some, it will be yoga. For others, it will be a beautiful walk through nature. For someone else, it will be taking their dogs for a walk. listening to your body, listening to your own inner self and how it reacts to that what you do, again, is so important. It is so important in 2016 to shift your intention more inward, not to ignore the outer world, but to let the inner world be the initiator, be the source that is guiding you for action, not reacting to the outer circumstances, but to allow yourself to stop and slow down enough. As you do, you will find that there is the rhythm to everything. Just like your in-breath and out-breath, just like there's a time to sleep and a time to be active, there is a rhythm, there's an ebb and flow. Fighting against these currents is going to be painful and uncomfortable. Allowing yourself to flow with them in full awareness will support you to balance your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body. All of you seek love. All of you seek to be understood. All of you seek to be heard. All of you seek to be one with all that is to a greater extent so that you can feel that blissful joy of being in alignment with your divine I Am presence. There is no exception. Those who are using anger and control are only afraid to admit that they are seeking to be loved, that they are seeking to be understood. And so as you acknowledge that within your own self, it will give you much more tolerance and flexibility within the relationships that you are in. The truth is that nobody is really out to hurt anyone. It is their own hurt and pain that they are projecting out to those around them. And so as you acknowledge that in your relationships, as you see their inability to express their love to you in a way that you would like to, then allow yourself to go deeper and see the sorrow and sadness and the fear within them that has created a war that no longer allows them to participate in the outer world in a way that you might. And it's also important that you don't compare yourself with others or compare others with you. You've walked already a path of initiation. You have a certain awareness level, and you know how energy goes in a circle and therefore how there is cause and effect and how what it is you do will affect you as well as others. So you have become already much more responsible with your choices in your life. But not everybody is as aware and awake as you are. And so it is important to be a bit more forgiving in this process, in the understanding that what you might have heard or the reaction given to you, if it was you who would have chosen those words, yes, it would have been hurtful. But the person who said these words to you is not on the same awareness level that you are. It is like expecting someone who's never studied your language to suddenly be able to speak it as fluently as you do. Even though that is possible, most of the time it does not happen that way. And so acknowledge that you speak a different language and don't expect everyone to immediately be able to speak that same language, to hear your words the way you're expressing them, the way you're intending them to come across. In relationships, often what you will find is that the other partner hears what their story is, what their fears are, what their concerns are. So you might say one thing, and your partner will hear something very different because of their expectations
again because of their fear. Now, key in any relationship is not to react to that, what is played out, because otherwise you enter the same dance, a dance that usually ends up in broken hearts. If you allow yourself to step back, to not let your lower self, your human self, your ego tell you that you're being intentionally hurt, then you will find that it's easier to be in the observer role and to be much more forgiving, shifting the frequency and allowing new experiences to come into your life that will be extremely important in the next few days and weeks ahead. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged by the lack of expression of love from someone around you, but recognize that they don't even give themselves that type of love because they're not capable of that. So this path that you're on is a deepening of your love and your forgiveness for your own humanness. Don't judge that physical body for being limited, for not being good enough, but celebrate it in its uniqueness. All of you are unique. All of you become a unique frequency of all that is. It's a unique purpose. It's a unique expression of love that you are. So celebrate your uniqueness without having the need to diminish someone else's uniqueness. The key often for you is to be in a place of self-acceptance. When you feel hurt, it is because you've not allowed yourself to accept all of you. You are the one judging yourself, and therefore others will judge you too. You're the one afraid of hurting someone, and therefore the someone will be hurt because that is the dance of the lower frequencies. So as you allow yourself now to align yourself as a new frequency of love, you will feel that much is going to shift and change for you. So I invite you now to take a few deep breaths. And if Mark and Christy, if you can start the Oneness Blessing again to support the heart opening of all those who are listening to this right now, it would be greatly appreciated, as there is great importance in the balance of the feminine and masculine energies, in the sacred union of those dual forces into oneness at this time of great awakening. And so take a deep breath again, and for one moment, simply allow yourself to become aware of your body. And you will find often, through your awareness, that there is tension. Even that what you might have first felt as a feeling of sorrow and sadness, if you allow yourself to go deeper, you will feel pressure, tension, discomfort within your physical body. And I invite you through your in-breath and out-breath to settle within that area of your body that feels right now the densest, the stiffest, the most inflexible, maybe even the most painful right now. And ask yourself, what is this pain wanting to tell you? Take another deep breath. Go into that discomfort. Even if it's on an emotional level, you will feel the discomfort in your solar plexus or in your heart if you really focus on it. So what does it want to tell you? What story is connected with this pain, with this discomfort in your body? Do you feel in your shoulders the weight of your responsibilities, the weight of the world that you carry, the weight of those people around you that depend on you and their expectations? do you feel within your heart that sense of loneliness out of fear that if you truly open yourself up and allow your true self to be seen in the world, you're going to be judged, you're going to be humiliated, going to be rejected. And so it is safer for you to keep that heart protected, which then in turn also creates tension and pressure within your lungs, within your heart. What about your throat? Does your throat feel all open and relaxed? Have you allowed yourself to express your true feelings into the world? And have you choked yourself, stopped you from saying what needed to be said because you were afraid of conflict? What about your head, your third eye, your brow chakra? Is there tension in your brain because you've overworked your mind, thinking, analyzing, instead of allowing yourself to settle in your heart and to connect through your heart with your soul and your divine I Am presence, to then experience a blissful connection and sacred union with your divine self and let it settle within every cell of your body? You do not need to have the answers. You do not need to know everything. You do not have to prepare yourself more. The key for you is to allow yourself to be in the moment, open and ready to receive that what shall be given to you, what shall be provided to you as an answer for that what is needed at that moment. Not in the future, not in the past, but what is needed at that moment. What about your joints, your knees, your elbows? Do they feel stiff and hard? Do you feel that there's so much pressure and weight on you that it bears down on your legs, on your knees, on your feet? But where is this pressure really coming from? Why do you think you are carrying the whole world on your shoulders? Don't you know by now that we are right there with you, helping you carry the weight? You don't have to carry it all. You can share it with us. We're very willing to hold it for you so that you can feel a sense of relief. What about your stomach area? Where have you held in all these feelings and emotions? Where have you not allowed yourself to digest some of the experiences you've been going through? You've been going through some profound awakening, through some profound shifts and changes in the last 15 years. And so it is important to give your body the time to digest it, to give yourself time to digest it, and to not rush from one experience to the next experience, but to integrate each unique experience within you and to allow yourself that time to do so. Often, in this world of stimulations, you become overstimulated. Too much is pushing on you, information-wise, noise-wise, in your life, through pictures. Even when you drive on the road, there are so many impulses that are hitting you consistently. Where have you not allowed yourself to just settle and be in the darkness of lack of impulses to just integrate that what you've received instead of always rushing to listen to another song, watch another movie, read another book, read another article, email, text message? slow down. Use these winter months to go within, to have a new relationship with your own self, with your own physical self. Ironically, as much as you're desiring to ascend and to reach a higher level, it starts with your physical temple. And so now we are going to call in the cosmic violet flame from the heart of all that is. You're going to bring it in through your crown, and you can feel it enter your physical self, touching every cell of your body. Allow it to transform and transmute all the tension, all the discordant energies into the vibration of love and light. Just feel that. You don't have to do anything, but allow it to take place. Feel it in waves running through you, going down through your crown, through your head, through your neck. And you might feel in certain areas that it's going to stay there for a prolonged time, and that is okay. Don't rush it. There is no rush right now. There's nothing else you have to do. Just be in that moment of receiving this violet ray, of receiving the power of transformation. Use your in-breath and your out-breath to further move that ray along, to further feel that fiery flame heating up that what is cold, or cooling down that what is too hot, bringing balance. The violet flame has the power of transforming, transmuting energy through the power of balance, so the power of bringing both aspects that are fighting each other together in the willingness to merge, so that they can alchemically become something new. So continue feeling this process. Breathe in, breathe out. And acknowledge how beautiful your physical body is. If you feel that there's an area where you hold too much fat, it is because you use that as a port of protection. So ask yourself right now, why do you feel the need to protect yourself in that area? And you will find that the answer often is that there's a lack of trust in something greater than you, in your divine I'm presence, to be there, to work with you and through you. So often many of you are using food as a way to not feel some of the emotional intensity. But if you would surrender it to your divine I'm presence to carry it for you, then you wouldn't have that heavy feeling within yourself that needs to be filled up with sweets or other types of foods. So for some of you, it might feel like the empty void and emptiness that you tried to fill up. There's no need for that then anymore, because you feel that blissful touch of your divine I am present. So now as that violet ray is working with you and through you, you're going to begin bringing in this cosmic ray of love. It is a love that is soft, that is tender, that is nurturing, that as it enters you, you can feel your whole body relaxing. There is a sweetness to this, that when it enters your heart, you can feel that all those parts you've kept closed, that they can open up, even if it's only for a slight little crack, but there is an opening occurring as you can now feel this ray coming into you. It is an opening that allows you to simply be, but also that allows the bridge between your body and your soul to strengthen and to become more accessible for you. And so I invite you, as that ray of love is entering you, to flow from your physical body now and allow that violet ray continuing to do its work, and allow the ray of love to continue to fill you up. But now allow your consciousness to cross the bridge to your soul. And for some of you, it will simply feel like expanding your consciousness beyond your body into that, what you might want to call your light body. But feel it expanding as you cross that bridge. And in your soul body, you become aware of another portal opening up, another doorway, another bridge. And as you envision yourself being on that bridge, you see on the other side of that bridge of light a beautiful being of love and light, radiant, vast. Can feel the power of this divine being. It radiates out so much love that it becomes a source of heat in a way. And you can feel the love from this divine being as a warm sensation that is warming you up and that makes you feel so at home and so at peace. And as you get closer, you recognize that some of the features are not so different from your own features, that there's a certain similarity between you and this divine being. Only that this divine being has tremendous amount of wisdom. You can see it in the eyes of that divine being. There's wisdom and there's peace. And it's in a knowing. And that divine being opens up the arms to hold you in a loving embrace. And so I invite you to allow yourself to be held in that embrace. You can feel that there is an inner heartbeat that is in perfect alignment now. This alignment that feels so natural and so true. It is a love that you've forgotten that you don't even think exists on earth. And here you are once again proving to yourself that the only place that you can experience this love is by leaving your physical body behind and going into the higher realm. But that isn't truth. What you're experiencing here is an opportunity to take something back with you into your body. And as you feel this embrace, you can feel that there's no longer a line of separation between you and that divine being of love and light. You merge. You become one. And for one moment, you can look out of the eyes of that divine being. And you can feel the wisdom within you too. And in this profound alignment, you know at this moment that there's nothing to know. You can see how everything is deeply interwoven. that everything has purpose, that there truly is no mistake, and how everything affects everything. And through this place of wisdom and alignment, take a look at your own life. Take a look at how much you've tried to force certain issues into manifestation, into beingness. And now through these eyes of wisdom, what do you see is really taking place? What do you see you're really running away from or towards? So allow yourself this moment to truly open up your vision in alignment with your divine master self as you emerged, to look upon your life with a deeper understanding of who you are and why you're here. And Mike, if you can play a short piece of music for the purpose of supporting this process, would be greatly appreciated. And now, this is whole new view that you have of your own life and yourself. It is time for you to take the bridge back to your soul self. But now that you're not going to be the same anymore, at this time as you step out of that divine master self, you still carry part of the divine master self within you. You've changed. You've changed your perspective. You've changed your whole entire being. And so every time you allow yourself to cross these bridges, first through your heart into your soul, and then from your soul into the loving embrace of your divine master self, there's something that you will take back. There's a gift that you shall receive. And so allow yourself to go back to this unique union more often, as it will support you in the days ahead. So find your way now back from your soul body into your physical body, and simply take a moment and allow yourself to feel the change within your own self. Take a couple of deep breaths and feel how this ray of love has touched you, how this sacred union with your divine master self has touched you. And feel comfort in the knowing that you're not alone. You are truly watched over. You are truly being loved. And you're worthy of this love. And so as you feel the worthiness within you, it can also come to you in the outer. The lack that some of you experience is there because you feel an emptiness that cannot be filled, but that is not truth. You are an aspect of God's source, create all that is. You are divinity within physical form. So as you merge with your divine master self, you're being reminded of the divine essence that is within you and within all of creation. And so live in the knowing that you tread a path of love, a path of transformation, a path of self-realization, so that you can set an example for others to follow. And you don't have to do anything but be true to yourself and be true to your alignment with your divine I Am Presence, your divine master self. This infusion will continue for at least 24 hours. Allow that to happen. Allow that ray of love to continue to infuse you. And also know that you can call on the cosmic violet flame at any time when you feel that heaviness in your body, when you feel that density, to support you, in the process of releasing some of that heavy weight that is not necessary for you to carry. So at this time, I will close this part of the transformational event of this evening. Mark, is there anybody who has called in, or would you like to announce the telephone number at this time one more time?
Sure. We have some callers ready, and the phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Are you all set?
Go ahead.
Jay, you're on.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. What an amazing message. I almost felt like that was all tailored just for me.
And isn't that the truth? When you consider that you are in this aspect of all that is, it is tailored to you and to all of you, because there really is just that oneness concept. And so it's most beautiful that you recognize that you, and only you, are the center of your universe, And as you bring love and enlightenment and empowerment to you, the world that you live in will change accordingly. And you sometimes wait for the outer world to bring you that, what you seek. And yet it starts with what you do with your own inner world first, that then will be reflected to the outer world. And so shift your perspective and your consciousness, and you will find very quickly that the love and abundance you're seeking can also come to you. Do you have any questions, my friend?
Specifically, not necessarily. I'm just, I think you kind of answered at the end. I'm hoping maybe all this confusion I've been experiencing in the past year or so kind of clears up.
I am glad that you're bringing this up for every listener at this time, or even at a later time when they listen to the recording. Confusion is a continued stage in preparation for crossing the threshold to another level of consciousness. Because many of you have chosen to be the pioneers, to be at the forefront, to tread the path so others can follow it, you, in a way, push the envelope a little bit further than most. And so the confusion is only that, what is the battle between your mind and your heart, between the part of you that wants to control and the part of you that is willing to surrender and allow. It will become easier the more you move into this place of trust and faith. It will become easier. It is a process. It is not that you're failing. It is not that you're doing anything wrong. It simply is past part of the process you've agreed to go through so that you can assist others then to do the same. This is very important that you know that you're not doing anything wrong. You're not failing. Part of you working through your confusion, part of it you being willing to experience this tech and pull from your lower self towards your higher self and vice versa, and coming slowly but surely to a place of balance is all part of your mission to assist humanity as a whole.
Beautiful.
Blessings,
wow.
My friend. It is an honor.
Okay. Sandy, you're on.
Hello, thank you, Mark, and hello, Saint Germain.
Greetings,
my
dear.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and it's a deep honor to speak with you again. I have been feeling weight on my heart. I have been having difficulty breathing, and I know I've been going through some heavy stuff, and it feels like it's even happened through some of the healings that I do on Sundays. And I've been on a little bit of a journey trying to figure out something with my father. And where do I start? I wanted to ask, actually, there's something... How do I ask my question?
Listen to my words. The relationship
okay.
with your father is significant in such as you've taken on belief systems that no longer serve you. You've outgrown them, and yet a part of you still is hanging on to the little girl and what the little girl saw to be true. It is
the little girl thought to be true?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not true.
Correct.
You
okay. have a new level of wisdom. Trust it. Trust your inner voice. Don't fight it. and remember that you are no longer who you were then. You are who you are today. And so the opportunity that you're experiencing now is an opportunity to let go of the past and to move further into the power of now. You can hang on to the stories, and you can let the stories define you. Or you can let go of the stories and choose to define yourself in alignment with your divine I Am Presence. Does that make sense?
Yes. And is that shift happening through the owner of the store that I do the readings at and trying to push me into opening up a little store of my own?
Correct.
And will it happen?
And follow your own pace. Don't let anyone push you into anything. As I said in the beginning, there is a rhythm. There's an ebb and a flow. There's a time to rest and a time for activity. You will know when the time comes to take the next step. Don't let anyone pressure you or move you along too fast, because it is your own fear at that moment of missing opportunities. You're not missing opportunities. Everything is unfolding according to a greater plan. Be patient and be vigilant and be diligent in your own inner work, and the opportunities will present themselves to you. I promise you.
Is this little store that presented itself to me, it's right downstairs by my job, it's affordable for me, I can do readings and healings, and it'll be my own.
Yes.
Will that happen?
Yes. In due time, that will happen, yes.
Okay.
Again, allow it to naturally unfold. Don't let yourself be pressured. Just envision yourself already in that place. Keep holding up the vision and have trust and faith that your divine I Am Presence is going to support you in this process, just as we all are supporting you in this process.
Thank you so much. I love you.
And I love you. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
And to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Kate, you're on.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Most certainly, Kate. How can I be of assistance, my dear?
How can we all best get out of our own way to be of the greatest service?
What makes you think that you're not already of your greatest service?
Perhaps what you said earlier, a shift in perspective.
So you're really not so much wondering whether you are of your greatest service at this point or not. What you're seeking is to shift your perspective so that the physical life is not as uncomfortable as and painful as it is at times. Am I correct?
It's not painful or uncomfortable. It is not painful or uncomfortable. I know that there is enormous value and that I can be a voice for the messages that you are delivering for all of us as one. And what you've said is that everything is unfolding perfectly.
Correct.
I
you,
know
my dear, you, my dear, are trying too hard. Be in
okay.
the moment. Allow everything to unfold. You're thinking too much into the future already. Bring yourself back. The future will unfold, but it is the power of now and the choices that you make now that create the future you're going to be experiencing. So now that every time you speak to anyone, you become my voice. Every time you look at everyone, you become my eyes. Every time you touch someone, you become my hand. Live in the knowing that you're an extension of me through your simple existence already. And through that, much can continue to unfold. But find most importantly right now, comfort with who you are right now, with the light that you are right now. Seeking always to become something else and something more certainly allows for transformation to take place, but it also creates an imbalance. Moving yourself into total alignment with your divine I Am Presence, with your spiritual self, in the knowing that what needs to happen for you to be the channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light that you so yearn to be at all the time will present itself to you. This is also another level of letting go of control for you and for many of you. I understand this deep desire to be more effective as a light worker, and yet just acknowledging the light within you that you are and letting it shine into the world with every step you take, wherever you are, is the greatest gift you can give humanity and Earth at this time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you. And it is
good to you.
Alrighty, we are all set for this evening. Thank you for working with me as you always do. I feel you on a daily basis.
It is always my pleasure. Much thanks for all your views. Beautiful energy, your beautiful essence. And safe. Now that my love is all of you who are listening, my love is with you always. I am there. I am guiding you through the waves of transformation. Allow it to take place. Let go of control. And know that you are being loved and supported in all of this. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the St. Germain Radio Show. It is always a pleasure to be with all of you. Mark, Christy, Mike, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much that I can be part of your team to offer this to everyone. And we'll be back in a month, the second Tuesday of March. So I hope those of you who listen live, you'll be back. Those of you who are listening to the recording, you will listen to the recording then. Love you all. May this month of February bring lots of love and joy and empowerment to you. And that is my part.
Anybody else wants to say anything before we close?
Well, since there's been some holidays going on, we have everybody having Ash Wednesday tomorrow, sending blessings to all those individuals. Today, kind of working my way backwards, today is Mardi Gras, so
Fat
Tuesday.
Yes.
And for all the Asian members of the audience, for Chinese New Year, which was Monday, Gong Hei Fa Choi.
Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, it's the fire monkey that we are now entering, right? The sign of the fire monkey.
All right. Good night, everybody. Hey, Mike, are you out there? Thank you, Mike, for all that great music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it is the fire monkey. We just read that yesterday.
And just checking the date, we'll be back on the air on Tuesday, March 8th. That's Tuesday, March 8th. And this show will be available for replay in a couple minutes. And to find out links to Brigitte and Mike, you can go to our radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace out.
Good night.